It's an interesting question to ask yourself. If your website was a person, who would it be? What kind of famous person represents your website? It's an interesting exercise to go through internally with the various stakeholders of your website, because it helps to clarify the tone of voice and the character you wish to portray online. It's also an interesting exercise to see the difference between what your website is and what you want it to be. So, for example, I remember doing this exercise with one of our clients, there was an enormous difference between the person that they picked to be representative of them and who they actually were. That's the trouble, isn't it? You can be portraying one image while actually wanting to portray another. It's also something you can ask users as well. What do they think? Is that in line with the kind of person that you picked yourself? So I'd recommend that you do this exercise, but be careful. Be careful not to pick somebody that is so radically different from who you are. You may want to change who you are and how your website is perceived, but you can't change that overnight. You can't manufacture something that's not a part of your culture or character, but you can make small tweaks and changes. You can slowly adjust your character over time. It's also important to make sure that whoever you aim to be as a website is somebody that can communicate clearly with who your target audience is. So you don't want to go for a politician, for example, if you're trying to reach young people that are not very politically engaged. You've got to make sure that your character, to some extent, represents your audience. It doesn't need to be the same as your audience, but needs to be able to effectively communicate with them. For example, another thing that is worth mentioning on this before I say that example is that also if you've got multiple audiences you're trying to reach, that doesn't mean that your website has to be schizophrenic. You can still be a single person and yet speak to multiple audiences. For example, let me use myself as an example of this. I spend a lot of my time talking to the web community. And those people are very much like myself, and I communicate with them very much as I would do to a friend. I also spend a lot of time talking to senior management within large organisations. When I talk to them, although I'm the same person, I maybe use a slightly different tone of voice and approach things slightly differently. Equally, when I run my youth group full of teenagers, I'm the same person, but I project a slightly different way of speaking when I'm engaging with them. So what I'm suggesting you do is not create a schizophrenic character, but to create a personality for your website that can reflect the different aspects of your personality and can communicate with the different aspects of your audience. I know it sounds like a bit of an abstract concept, but try it. Try getting your stakeholders in a room and getting them to thrash out who your website would be if it was a person. I bet you find it a useful experience.